See the mystery. The understanding of the mystery of life is given to the born-again believer. See, I didn't say Christian. I said born-again believer. We all know what a Christian is anymore, but I know what a born-again believer is. I can define one that's in the way. See, being part of the believership of Christ is distinct. If you're a born-again believer, then you're part of the believership in Christ. You see, Christianity is an organization, is a religion. Being born again is not a religion. It's a blood membership. Being born again is a blood membership. Be careful out there, bro. Be careful out there. It requires a blood membership. So you just can't sign on the dotted line for this one. You just can't produce a membership card that says it's okay for you to come on in. See, this introduction
which one comes first, chicken or the egg?
See, you can become a member as you sat down in a pew. You can't become a part of the association just because you come on now, Lord. How low and far you want to go with this one? See, I'm going to tell you the difference between Christianity and being born again. See, a Christian believe that it's possible for them to be born again. But that doesn't mean they're born again. A born-again believer is convinced that he's born again by the blood of the Lamb, the sacrifice, and the exchange of his life for Christ. That's born again, one that has been exchanged, see. My spirit, the death that was in my spirit has been exchanged for life. See, I'm going to break it down all the way to the core so you know you'll have no excuse, at least from this end of the equation. See, to be born again means that your spirit and the Holy Spirit has found a mutual friend, have found a mutual companion. Your spirit, listen to me, your spirit needs a friend, and you got a friend in Jesus. See, your spirit needs a friend that's close to God. See, your spirit needs somebody on the inside. See, you think your soul can just walk up to God's house and knock on it and say, let me in, because I was good. let me in because I didn't do this. You think you can just knock on God's door when it's your time to come into eternity and tell what to him, what you're going to say to him. Hallelujah. You need a blood membership. See, Christianity for so long told you that you could walk up to the door of God's house and just demand to come in. Because you helped the bishop buy that house. You walk up to God, tell him, let me in. Didn't I make the man and woman of God look good? Didn't I buy my way? Didn't I pay my way? There's whole cultures of people that they would call gangsters have bought their way into what? Maybe purgatory. Well, you got to understand something. You came by your way into the kingdom of God. You came by your way. There's no ticket you can purchase. There's nothing you can put on it. What are you going to give for the redemption of another man's soul, let alone your own? You're going to give him your prompt manner, your timely disposition, your ability to conquer and make money or not make money, whether you is or you ain't. What are you going to give to God? For your eternal soul, your eternal spirit, what are you going to give to God as a ransom for yourself to pay off your debt? And what is your debt? Your debt is that you're going to die, man. That's the debt every human being has to pay. You have to understand, too, even those that was taken up into heaven, they had to be transformed. So you got to be transformed to go up into heaven. See, Elijah was taken up into heaven, but believe me, he was transformed. Get the hot coals, put it on his lips. Taken up, you have to be transformed. Oh, Enoch had to be transformed. The transfiguration of Christ. See, you got to connect them together. How could these people go to heaven and didn't die? Jesus was transformed before the disciples. Well, how are you going to be transformed when you die? See, we're talking about transformation, see. This is how wicked it all is. Human transformation. Human, what is this? Transhumanism, see. They got it backwards. Hallelujah. It's the human that's supposed to be transformed into the image of Christ, not the other way around. That's how wicked it is. And unimaginable it presents. Don't even have enough imagination. You just want to take what is and flip it. Hallelujah. You can't create nothing of your own. You can't come up with nothing of your own. You have to pervert that is good. You have to rob and rape for that is already there. You have to steal and murder and connive and connive and connive your way into whatever it is you want. You never come in love. There's always an angle. Christian man of God. And you. Yeah, I'm going at you. For the unsaved world and the world that don't know Jesus and reject him and hate him like that and don't want to have any part of his life. I understand why you feel the way you feel. And why you struggle the way you struggle. And why you war against each other the way you war. What else you gonna do? You get bored when you don't know the living God. You get bored when you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. You get bored, see, and you got to look around you and say, well, you know what? I need to become more assertive. I need to take that man's wife that lives over there and confiscate his land. See, you got to understand human nature. You don't get it. You've been human this long, and you don't know how you really are. You don't know how you really are, mankind. You want to glorify yourself and think you look this way. But in reality, you're selfish. You're wicked. You're about all you. All you want is the satisfaction of your loins and your mouth and your comfort in the name of Jesus. That's all humanity wants is his own comfortability made manifested by his own destruction of those things around it so it can attain it because it won't come to the living God. You don't come to the living God, what else you gonna do? How else you gonna attain it? You got to destroy some lives. You see all these millionaires and billionaires, you don't know how many lives they destroy. They investments. They make their money off the poor, see? Off the poor nations of the world. That billionaire had the gates. Hallelujah. Where you think they get their money from? Cheap labor. Those are the plantation owners of the world. The plantation owners. And we are their slaves. Slaves to commerce. You the middleman. You the middleman. See, you the middleman. You the consumer. Between those that produce those items that they can't even afford to buy and you. And your master that profits off your greed. Off your lust. So he fed you a fantasy. Something you gotta always buy. Something you gotta always possess. You gotta always look this way and drive that way and smell this way and smell that way. You are part of consumerism. I don't care who you are and what you are. And you say, well, what's the alternative to go off the grid? I don't know. But you don't have to give your heart to the devil. You don't have to give your spirit to the wicked souls of the world. You don't have to give your heart and demand and want God to fix something that you won't let go of. You won't let go of the world. Said, love not the world and the things in it. If anybody loves the world, then they're an enemy to God. That's what the word said, not me. God got enemies. You should have enemies too. You should have enemies. Man, your enemies gonna be those people of your own household. You better believe it. When you begin to do the will of God, when you begin to enter into that space where Jesus is the most important thing to you, you're gonna find out that everybody close to you don't feel the same way. They don't get it like that. They understand that, yes, it's a nice subject matter, but I don't roll like in it like that. See, you rolling over in the word of God. You rolling over in the blood of Christ. See, you rolling over. Jesus said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. See, you a born again believer. You eat and drink the flesh. And drink the blood of Jesus Christ every day. See, if you don't even know what I'm talking about, then you might need to question your born-again status. I didn't say your Christianism. I said your born-again status. If you're not eating the blood, you're not drinking the blood of Christ and eating his flesh every day, there might be something wrong with you. But what else you eating? What other foods you got? What other food you got other than the flesh of Christ and drinking his blood? You don't understand what that means yet. You don't understand what that means in your spirit. You don't understand what it means to eat the flesh of Christ. You don't understand that, and you've been born again how many years? Oh, I forgot, you might be a Christian. Christians don't know what it's like to eat the flesh of Christ and drink his blood. But a born-again believer, I could go up to a born-again believer and I say, what does it mean to eat the flesh of Christ and drink his blood? They'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'll go up to any Christian A, B, or C and ask them, what does it mean to drink and eat his blood and drink his blood and eat his flesh? Yeah, what will they say to me? Well, they say that means that you need to study his word. Well, that means that it means that you need to live a good life like he lived. These are some of the things they'll say to you. You need to, walk good and be a good man and be a good woman and try to be at least as best you can. And they'll say, read his word, and they'll say this. But they won't tell you to eat and drink the flesh and blood of Christ. Meaning that you are being transformed into his image and his likeness. See, you a human being transformed into the image and the likeness of Christ. That's human transformation. You being transformed to the image and likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means to eat and drink his blood and his flesh and eat his flesh. I'm around a bunch of knockabouts. See, even this steel is testifying to this message. Even the rocks crying out over it. Transhumanism is of the devil. Human transformation into the image of Christ is of our Lord. Where did human beings even get this notion that they need to be transformed in the first place? They didn't do good with what they had. That wasn't good enough. You couldn't learn how to treat people well. You couldn't learn how to rape, rob, and steal. You couldn't stop doing it. So now you need to be transformed into something better. But you'll find it doesn't stop those demons, those voices. Transhumanism doesn't stop those voices from coming to you in the night. So you got to numb yourself. Beat it down. 18-minute preacher going a little over. You see, I remember when a human being, when a born-again believer's goal was to be transformed into the image and likeness of Christ. That was our goal. That's why we all went to so-called church, so we could learn how to be more like Jesus. I remember the day, the innocent days, the last days of the church, when all you wanted to do was come and hear about the Lord, how good he was, how precious he was to you, and you poured your heart out to him. You poured your heart out to him, and he was all you ever wanted to know. You knew you was being transformed into his image and his likeness, and you glowed with the image of your God because you looked like his son. It was your mission to look like his son, to sound like his son, to be like his son. That was the human transformation into the image of God by way of his son. But see, now humanity has rejected wanting to be in the image and likeness of God. Says, I don't want to be in your image no more, God. I want to be in my own image. I don't know. I want to be in my own likeness. Human beings is reconstructing themselves in their own image and their own likeness. Don't you understand what's going on? Setting the stage up for who? The man of sin. The man of perdition to show up and lead them the way into the promise. that you'll be God. That's the promise Satan's trying to fulfill, that you'll be like God, trying to fulfill that promise. See, the enemy of God has a promise too that it made to humanity, that you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Ooh, Lord Jesus, I need some angels by my side. I need some six shooters in the spirit. I need some snipers on the wall in the spirit. I need some barricades behind me. I need some booby traps over here, Lord. Set it out for me. Set the stage out for me, Lord. And I'll run the pattern, see. In the name of Jesus, God likes to interact with human beings, see. You gotta understand, if you give him the proper vessel, he'll give you the ball and let you run with it. And he'll enjoy you running with the ball. Ooh, hallelujah. Because we scorn every time. Every possession is points on the board. And I learned something. I'm about to let you go. I learned something. See, sometimes you may not be able to lose being what they call born again, but you can lose your reward. You were supposed to have more jewels on your robe when you get to heaven. You lost some of them. Some of you going to be walking around in heaven with just a nightgown on, with nothing on. You just going to have a nightie on in heaven. No jewels, no emeralds. You barely got in by the smoke. You, matter of fact, the smoke is still on your clothes. You just barely missed out on hell. You one of the ones that, you know how the gate come down, and you see in the movies where they slide underneath the gate before it shuts. That's going to be you. But welcome anyway. Woo, boy, you played that close. That's what I'm going to say to you when you get to heaven. Boy, all of you. Matter of fact, I'm going to walk among that congregation that just slide in at the last minute. And I'm going to be like, congratulations. Ooh, hallelujah. He finally became special to you. I'm going to say congratulations. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ finally became your all in all. Congratulations. See, I knew a man that slid underneath the gate at the last minute.